Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yo, yo, peace, what up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is your girl, Rigel, in the building. Mufasa is the Walking Dead right now. He's a zombie man.
Uh-oh. But nonetheless, we are Collective Minds Radio, and we back y'all another week to share some constructive dialogue with the family. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Oh, man, I was just thinking that shout out to our brother for doing a theme song, to the brother Don. You know, I was just peeping it there every time I come on. It gave me hype, so shout out to that brother for doing that. We appreciate it. But, yeah, we got a good show. Yeah, we got a good show lined up for y'all today, family. As always, Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so give us a call. And here at Collective Minds, we all ain't got to think alike, but we all got to think. So hit us up and share your viewpoint. But before we get started, Queen Rigel, do you got any announcements, and how was your week?
No announcements. It's a very busy week. But no announcements, though. But I had a busy week. It was still great. Just busy, that's it. Nothing wrong with that. But no announcements, though.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It was a busy week for me as well. And in all the midst of, you know, being a busy week, I did get a chance to check out the Harriet movie.
The movie.
I didn't go see it. Yeah, the movie. I got a chance to check it out on bootleg. Pulled it up on my Fire Stick. I put it up on the Fire Stick because I wasn't going to pay to see it because all the reviews that I was hearing was bad. And when I watched the movie, you know, it pretty much confirmed everything to me because I thought it was, I didn't particularly care for it. You know, it was just a lot of things going on with symbolism and the way they just had things looking. I think the actor is talented. Cynthia Erivo, who played Harriet, I think she's a talented sister. I don't think she was right for this role. I think she kind of came off as a little scared. You know, because when you think of Harriet Tubman, you think of a warrior type person. You know what I'm saying? And she came off kind of scary, kind of docile, kind of timid, and she didn't really have that strength that I would be looking for in my vision of what, you know, Harriet Tubman was. So, all in all, I think they dropped the ball. They added some fictional characters. I'm sure some people may have heard about. So, and then we talked about this last week. Now, I do stand corrected. They say black bounty hunters were few and far between, but there was no recollection of a bounty hunter chasing Harriet in her particular biography or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they added that in their character that was a black bounty hunter. This guy was terrible. He ended up killing Janelle Monáe's character. Beat her down, stomped her, and then he was chasing Harriet around, calling her bees and all type of stuff. So, to me, you know, it wasn't really no strong black male characters in there. you know, they kind of let the strong black male, he wasn't in the movie at all, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to share it with
you,
man. I did get a chance to check it out.
If you want to see it on the big screen, on the 12th, they're having a free screening at the Galleria.
Right. I bet they is, because the movie flopped. So, yeah.
It was a club called the Billionaire Girls Club. They just want to buy the tickets, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see it on the big screen, you can check it out.
That's Dallas' brother, Kevin. Shout out to Dallas.
Okay. No doubt. Shout out to him. Yeah.
Nicole.
Yeah. Right. No doubt. Shout out to them two sisters doing big things. Without further ado, though, Mufasa, do you got any announcements, my brother? And how was your week?
Oh, my week was good, man. You know, this weather change got me feeling a little bit under the weather. But, you know, I'm going to kick it. I get through it. You know, outside of that, the only announcement I had was basically, yeah, to let y'all know about that movie showing at the Galleria. For anyone who's interested in St. Louis area, they want to check it out, you can go there and check it out on the big screen and make your own opinion of the movie, of the Harriet Tubman movie.
Yes, indeed. So without further ado, y'all, we got a great show lined up. We are talking about the current state of black media. You know, what is the current state of black media? What does the future look like? In particular, we're going to break down the Byron Allen case that he got against Comcast coming up this week. For those that don't know, Byron Allen is a media mogul. He used to be a comedian back in the day, but he kind of worked behind the scenes as a comedian, writer, and then he became the CEO of Entertainment Studios. Entertainment Studios is a studio company that has like 7 lifestyle channels. They got like Cars.tv, Comedy.tv, Pets TV, and one of their biggest assets is the Weather Channel. And Byron Allen, who's a billionaire at this point, started this studio, Entertainment Studios, 26 years ago. Now, in 2015, he brought a lawsuit against Comcast, which is a cable company, for discriminating under the 1866 Civil Rights Act. And I'm going to get into that later, kind of break that down. But here's just some more background about the case, and then we'll go in and discuss what this means, for black media, what it means for media in general, and black people in general. So I'm pulling up this article from Yahoo Finance. I want to cite my sources for y'all. You dig? So it says the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday will hear a dispute that pits Comcast, America's biggest cable provider, against an African-American TV mogul accusing it of racial bias because it declined to carry any of his channels. Entertainment Studios Incorporated, whose chief executive and founder is TV mogul Byron Allen, is accusing Comcast in a $20 billion lawsuit of violating a part of the Reconstruction-era law known as the Civil Rights Act of 1866, that makes it illegal to discriminate based on race when enforcing contracts. The Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether Allen must show race was the driving factor behind his decision not to carry his shows, or whether it can be just one motivating factor. That's important right there. Let me read that again. The Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether Allen must show race was the driving factor behind its decision not to carry his shows, or whether it can be just one motivating factor. If the Supreme Court case sides with Allen, he'll be able to pursue his case against Comcast and in theory, be awarded billions in damages if he prevails. But this is about more than one TV mogul and one cable giant. I want to read this part. It's going, okay. Those really, hold on. Let me get this part right, because this is important as well. It's really important law in terms of making sure employees shouldn't discriminate based on race. Deborah White is a law professor at Indy University, told Yahoo Finance. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 only applies to companies with over 15 workers. That means workers employed by smaller companies can only bring discrimination cases under the 1866 law, according to Whitus, who signed an amicus brief backing Allen's company. And as Whitus noted, an awful lot of people in this country work for really small employers. Those really small employers, on the other hand, are likely hoping the Supreme Court makes it harder to bring cases under the law. If the court rules against Comcast, it could expose small businesses to baseless litigation that will be difficult to dismiss, according to Karen Horn, the executive director of the National Federation of Independent Small Business Legal Center. It's just going to make it so that it's going to be easier for the bottom feeders of the trial bar to shake down small businesses, said Horn, who filed an amicus brief in the case and say, we're going to sue you unless you give us money. Now, another thing that they had said, that one of the CEOs of Comcast told Byron Allen that they were not trying to create more Bob Johnsons, which Bob Johnson is he's the founder of BET that he ended up selling, but they were saying they didn't want to create more Bob Johnsons, implying they didn't want to create more black media moguls. So I just wanted to put that out there just to give some background and context to the conversation. We going to talk about the Civil Rights Act of 1866 as well. But, you know, what are you guys' thoughts on what I just read and about the case? I guess we start with Roger if you want to go in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I want to wait and see what the Supreme Court is going to rule. You know, when you say this is going to be this week that they're going to have that ruling?
This week, November 13th, which I believe is Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying to see. Because depending on how they rule, this can just be shut down real quick, right?
Basically, they're ruling to see if he has a case against Comcast, because remember, the important part is they're trying to decide whether race is the only factor that they didn't give him these channels, or it's just one of the factors that they didn't give him this channel.
Of course, they're going to probably say, well, I'll wait and see. I want to see what the Supreme Court is going to say, how they're going to rule, because, like I said, depending on if they even say it's a case or not, it can be dropped, you know, real fast, and we'll really never know the real outcome or what the real, you know, what they really did. Unless, I guess he can maybe leak some information, but I don't know. I think I'd rather wait and see what the Supreme Court is going to say. It's interesting. More than likely, you know, it's what he is accusing, I'm pretty sure, of that. But I want to know, can he actually prove it? What type of hardcore evidence do he have to actually prove it?
Right. Well, one of the things he said was what I just mentioned about Bob Johnson. The CEO said that we're not trying to create any more Bob Johnsons. So, you know, that could be one thing that they can use.
Yeah. Yeah, they sound like they are using it already because they already mentioned it. But how are they going to try to, you know, justify that statement? You know, I just want to know, is the information he have, even with that statement and any other information, how strong is it? How strong is the evidence? Is it going to hold up enough where the Supreme Court is going to say, okay, you have a case, let's go ahead and do something? You know, or are they going to act like his evidence is not enough?
Right, right.
So I want to see what they're going to rule. I can speculate all day, you know, because just the history of the Supreme Court and just the, you know, the system as a whole, we pretty much already can figure how it's probably going to go, but you don't really know. So that's why I say I want to see what the ruling is going to be. You know, if they're going to act like his evidence isn't enough. You know, that statement, they put it out there publicly already. That already gives the opponents enough time to try to make an excuse around it. So I'm a little concerned that they even said that already, because that'll give, you know, their lawyers and everybody enough time to try to figure out a way to justify that statement and try to clear it up, to make it look like it didn't have anything to do with race. So I would assume, because they put their statement out publicly, I would imagine he would have other evidence, you know, to try to help back it up. So.
Yes, indeed.
That's
yes,
pretty
indeed.
Much, you know, that's pretty much my assessment of that.
All right, Brother Mufasa, what do you think about the case and what's going on with Byron Allen versus Comcast this week?
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with Raju. Like I say, excuse me, y'all, my throat is clowning on me. But I kind of in agreement with Raju as well. I want to see how the Supreme Court makes its ruling. But you know, it's no surprise that they, of course, want to snuff out Byron Allen. I wish him the best in what he's trying to do. It's the same as what happened with Ice Cube and the situation he was putting a team together to try to you know, be a minority ownership of a channel, of a station. You know, we always getting pushed to the back burner on stuff like this. They don't want us to have another Bob Johnson, like you said. And you know, until we can come together and do for self and do more of making our own shows and networks and all that, they'll continue to keep us down. But I'm kind of like with Roger. I want to kind of watch more, so how it's going to play out before I really go in on it. You know, I'll probably pass it to you and let you do a little bit, you know, let you tell us a little bit more about what's going on, because like I said, I was the same way. I kind of want to see how this court decision going to pan itself out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So from my understanding, the big, because people was like, it could roll back the Civil Rights Act of 1866. So like from my understanding, what I understand is it would impact employees. Like, say you work for someone and you wanted to bring a discrimination case against them, this case could make it so you would have to say that, you know, race was the only factor in the way you was treated, or it was one of multiple factors in the way you was treated. So it kind of has that type of implication, depending on how they decide this case. So let me just go in on the Civil Rights Act of 18. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and that's pretty slick. So that's what I'm saying. Those are slick, you know, little roles to try to back out and to try to make it seem like this and that. So that's what I'm like, I really want to know what type of evidence. I think he's going to almost have to have video recording, you know, audio recording, some real hardcore stuff, because any little thing, they're going to try to figure out a back road, you know.
Right, right, exactly. So yeah, let's look at the Civil Rights Act of 1866. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 was the first law enacted by the United States Congress, clearly defining U.S. citizenship and affirming that all citizens are equally protected by the law. Now, remember, just to do a little history, 1866 is 1 year after the Civil War. The Civil War officially ended May 9th, 1865. So a year later, Congress enacted the Civil Rights Act of 1866. But I want y'all to peep how slick this is. The act represented the first step, albeit an incomplete one, towards civil and social equality for blacks during the Reconstruction that followed the Civil War. Now, it says, the Civil Rights Act of 1866 was the first federal law to affirm that all citizens are equally protected under the law. The act also defined citizenship and made it illegal to deny any persons of the rights of citizenship on the basis of their color. The act failed to protect political and social rights like voting and equal accommodations. Today, the Civil Rights Act of 1866 is cited in Supreme Court cases dealing with discrimination. So, did y'all catch that? It did all that, but it still failed to protect black people politically and socially under this act. And let me see, because there was okay.
Now, they don't have no law to protect black folks, so I mean,
right,
is,
right.
You know, that's always the Constitution is slick. They say a lot of beautiful words that don't apply to black folks.
Exactly. So now this article goes on to say, the Civil Rights Act of 1866 contributed to the integration of blacks into the mainstream American society. By number one, establishing that all persons born in the United States are citizens of the United States. Number two, specifically defining the rights of American citizenship. And number three, making it illegal to deny any persons of these rights of citizenship on the basis of their race. You see, it's in paper, it's on this act. However, this particular bill fell short. So now here, while certainly a forward step along the road from slavery to full equality, the Civil Rights Act of 1866 left something to be desired. The act guaranteed all citizens, regardless of race or color, protection of their civil rights, such as the right to file a suit, make and enforce contracts, and to buy, sell, and inherit real and personal property. However, it did not protect their political rights like voting and holding public office or their social rights ensuring equal access to public accommodations. This apparently glaring omission was actually the intent of Congress at the time. When he introduced the bill in the House, Representative James F. Wilson of Iowa summarized its purpose as follows. I'm going to read this and then we're going to get some comments from y'all. This is the congressman who introduced the bill at the time. So peep how slick he was, this Representative James Wilson from Iowa. He said, "It provides for the equality of citizens of the United States in the enjoyment of civil rights and immunities." What do these terms mean? Do they mean that in all things civil, social, political, all citizens without distinction of race or color shall be equal? By no means can they be so construed. Do they mean that all citizens shall vote in the several states? No, for suffrage is a political right which has been left under the control of the several states, subject to the action of Congress only when it becomes necessary to enforce the guarantee of Republican form of government. Nor do they mean that all citizens shall sit on the juries or that their children shall attend the same schools. The definition given to the term civil rights is very concise and is supported by the best authority. It is this: civil rights are those which have no relation to the establishment, support, or management of government. See, now that's some slick talk right there. He basically saying that, you know, you have a right to be a citizen. You know, you have a right to make claims against to make buy, sell, you know, inherent property, things like that. But you cannot you you can be discriminated still based on race. You see what I'm saying? You still don't have political rights. You still don't have social rights. You still can be discriminated against race. However, you can be considered a citizen of the United States and enforce contracts, make contracts, buy and sell, and things like that. So the bill in itself was kind of slick. You know what I'm saying? So basically what Byron Allen is trying to do, and just to tie it all together, he's trying to enforce a particular contract that they're not discriminating against him based on race. You know, if that makes sense. But yeah, so, I mean, what y'all think about the Civil Rights Act? Now, this was in 1866, mind you. All the stuff that black people went through post 1866, it's like wasn't nothing on the books, if you ask me. Like, what did this particular act do? You know what I'm saying? As far as ensuring us particular rights. I know there's some, you know, some legal stuff that people may have used, but if you ask me, I don't, you know, what has this act done to, you know, to help black people legally in this country? But I digress, and I let y'all respond if y'all wanted to speak on that.
No, I mean, it's just like the rest of the things, you know. We already know that, you know, being black, unfortunately, nothing is really to, you know, make us equal to other citizens. You know, it's always, like I said, it's always a back door. You know, it's always a back door to everything. So it's what I think about just like I think about the other stuff. Like I said, the laws in general, the Constitution in general, all that is not for us. Remember, they didn't even consider us humans anyway, you know. So it's like, I'm just not, I mean, I'm not surprised. There's not really much to say. This is the way that we already know that it is. You know, it's just how
right.
It is.
So
I mean,
this,
it's.
Yeah, now this act was to, it was actually supposed to reverse the 1957 Supreme Court ruling in the Dred Scott versus Sanford case, which was held, you know, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, in that case, which held that because of their foreign ancestry, native-born free African-Americans were not U.S. citizens and thus had no rights to sue in American courts. The act also sought to override the infamous black codes enacted in southern states. So this act of 1866 was actually to reverse the Supreme Court ruling of 1857 in the Dred Scott case that, you know, black people had no rights to sue in American courts, and they had no rights that any white man was bound to respect in so many words. You know what I'm saying? So this act came, 9 years later, the Civil Rights Act of 1860, to kind of counter that, even though as we just talked about, what did it really do? You know what I'm saying?
It really did.
Right. So.
And then my words are just short. Nothing. So we can get to the call line.
Yeah, but I'm the same as Rigel on that one.
Right. So that just begs the question, and we gonna get to the callers here in a second, family. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. We're talking about the current state of black media, in particular the Byron Allen, who's the CEO of Entertainment Studios versus Comcast. They have a Supreme Court case coming up this Wednesday, November 13th, and it relates to the Civil Rights Act of 1866. A lot of people are saying it could push us back then, or it could move us forward. We're trying to cipher through the mud and figure out what's really going on, because if this act was in 1866 and was supposed to give us certain rights in this country, and we look at all the stuff that happened to black people after 1866, what did this do? And if they ruled it to go back, like, I don't see any difference, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than, you know, I guess it could be some legal cases if people want to sue their employee for racial discrimination. Now, it may make that path a little more difficult. You see what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, the day-to-day and how things go, I don't know how big of an effect it'll have on us. So that's what we're talking about today, family. Give us a call.
Brother.
Go ahead, bro.
You know what? And I forgot also that I meant to say that in the announcements, too, was on that side note, if the callers wanted to comment on that Black News Channel that's coming up. If you didn't know, a joint teleconference broadcast from the Four Seasons Hotel in New York's financial district, the Black News Channel and the National Newspaper Publishers Association announced the official launch date and time for the nation's first 24-hour, 7-day-a-week all-news TV channel that will focus on black news. It's called the BNC News Network. It officially launches at 6 a.m. on Friday, November the 15th, and has agreements with Charter Communications, Comcast, and Dish TV. So if you want to comment on that as well, and any of the callers want to tell us how you feel about this black news channel that's supposed to drop, I mean, it's like the next big thing after BET. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I meant to bring it up in the announcements.
Yes, indeed. I have the black news on the list. Now, since you brought that up, it's important that we throw this in there, too. Now, two of the three most important people on the board are white. Right. Let me say that again. We're talking about the Black News Channel, and two out of the three top people on the board are white. So just real quick, and you can look this up on our website, one of the co-founders, J.C. Watts, is a black man. J.C. Watts is a former U.S. congressman from Oklahoma. J.C. Watts also played football at Oklahoma at the Sooners. He was a quarterback. Very good athlete. I think he won the Heisman two times, or one. I know he got it once, but I think he won it twice. J.C. Watts, look him up. He's also a Republican. Now, the other co-founder is a guy by the name of Bob Brillante. Bob, his family has been in media in Florida for a long time, and he kind of followed his father's footsteps. He has a long career of doing, you know, television and cable programs in Florida. He's a white man. The other guy, a white man, is named Jim Zerwick. He's the chief executive officer. So it just goes to show, like, I mean, if we, like,
basically, in other words, it's a lot of white hands in the Black Dudes Channel.
Yes. So how effective is this going to be? Like, I would love to see a Jewish network television station where you got two out of the three top people being black, or even Chinese for that matter, even any other race. Like, it just goes to show that you know, they really don't like when we, when black people do things on their own. And especially when we talk about things like media, TV, because let's be honest, media is a weapon, right? It's very powerful. You know, the media is really like the fourth branch of government. It's very powerful, and you can send out a lot of messages through media. So for this to be named the Black News Channel, but you got two of the top people being white, that right there is kind of, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? Like, if we had there's a Chinese news network.
The fact that they saying Black News already concerned me, because you know how we already depicted in the news anyway. The fact that
right.
they even used the word news, I'm like, oh, that's a concern.
Right, yeah, but, you know, you would think the majority of the top head should be black. I mean, I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's a ridiculous demand. But if I'm going to take you seriously, you know, if you're going to name it the Black News Channel, I expect 2/3 of the people to be black, at least. That's calling the shots. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I don't see, you know, I don't know how impactful.
But you know what, though,
a
lot of times those, Brother Kev, too, also I want to say a lot of times those roles do kind of lend itself to people with money as well. Not saying black people don't have money or can't do it, but, you know, it's a small portion of us. Perhaps that small portion
they want to
be a part of it.
Mm. Yeah. Plus, what Brother Kev said, though, we know who controls the media, and so
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the so-called Jews owning all the media and want to control the narrative, they're gonna keep their hands in the pot. They're gonna keep their hands in there to make sure they got control. They letting you know Big Brother's watching.
Right, definitely. So, you know, I just think it's like it's just a smoke screen. You know what I'm saying? They call it Black News, but there's other people behind it that's actually running it. So, you know, we got to be careful about that thing, because if it was all black and we were running it, I think they would be nervous. You know what I'm saying? They would want to see what's going on and, you know, try to have their hand in it, because – you know, they have a problem with us being independent. You know, on one hand, they say, hey, do your own thing. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Just work hard. Do that. Do this. And then when we start to do that, they start to sabotage, you see. So we got to be careful about that. But I digress. Let's hit the call lines and see what's going on with the family. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. We just talking about black media in general. We got the Comcast thing on the table. We got the Black News Channel that's about to launch on the table as well. Also, real quick, Black Enterprise came out with an article saying Roland Martin was the most watched black figure by black people on, you know, he has the numbers to be the most watched black person on the most views, put it like that, I'm sorry. He has the most views across his social media network or whatever, even though some people broke that down and said that was a lie. But nonetheless, they put that out there, Black Enterprise. So we just talking about black media in general. So give us a call. Let us know what you think, family.
Yeah, let us know where you get. Let us know if you don't look at Roland, or if you look at Sonetta TV on YouTube. Tell us, put it out there on who you look at, who you get your black news from.
Right, there you go. There you go.
Let us know, callers, who you watching.
And with that being said, let's get to the call lines. Area code 319-572. Call me on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm kind of like you guys right now. I kind of want to wait. See what they say, but at the same time, they're not going to let us have, they're not going to let us have anything that shows positive black. They always want that stupid stuff, make us look ignorant.
Right, right. Now, Carla, yeah. Real quick, where do you get your news from, just in general? If it's CNN, Fox, the local news station, where do you get your news from?
I usually listen to your guys' radio station down there, Hot 104.1, or
okay.
I listen to Roland Martin.
Okay.
Oh, man, I thought you was going to say Collective Minds Radio.
Well, yeah, you guys too, but...
yes, indeed.
But yeah. Usually I get outside, I go to an urban radio station to get that kind of news.
Okay, so. Yes, indeed. Yeah, all right. All right, appreciate you, Carla.
Yep.
Appreciate you tuning in. So yeah, I guess before we get to the next caller, I'm gonna ask y'all, maybe we could share where we get our news from on a weekly basis. You know, do y'all watch local news? I know me, I don't watch local news. I get most of my news from online sources. I usually go to the Daily Mail. I look up stuff on Google News. Also, Sinetta. I look at Tariq Nasheed, his show. I look at Tone Talks is another guy. So a lot of my news actually comes from YouTube, a lot of influencers on YouTube. Dr. Boyce Watkins has some good news. Willie D has some good news. So I just wanted to throw a few out there. But, you know, I guess Queen Raja and Mufasa, where do y'all get y'all news from?
You know, I get it from a lot of social media. A lot of YouTube vloggers. I do watch the local news as well. I watch CNN too. But that's pretty much it. I get on my phone, I have news alerts that alert me when, you know, we have breaking news and stuff like that. So I always, you know, pay attention to my alerts and check it out. So I'm just like that. I mean, nothing. I guess the same like most folks, you know. Social media, YouTube. But I do listen. I do watch the local news. I know you don't, Brother Kevin, and I don't know if Mufasa does either, but I do watch the local news, and I watch CNN as well.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Brother Mufasa, what about you? Where you get your news from?
Well, foremost, I get my news from Collective Minds Radio. Three of the best who ever done it, you know, on this show. And, you know, we bring the news. We bring our sources together. We form Voltron. And we put all types of information out there, you know, that affects local. We talk about national news. We talk about it all. So, foremost, Collective Mind Radio always get my brain cells to twerking.
yes,
you know. You know, but outside of that, Sonetta Studios on YouTube is one of my favorites. I love that brother. He has Black News 102 and Sonetta Studios. I listen to him a lot. I read the Final Call newspaper. That's a newspaper that's published by the Nation of Islam. I get a lot of news from there. And I also look at NFA Studios. That is a streaming service provided by the Nation of Islam. It stands for Never Fall Again Studios. You can always download that app as well to get, you know, black news, black content. So I get a lot of my news from us, from our people. I do pay attention to the local news as well. But I try to get the majority of my news from, you know, people like me who are interested in things that's going to affect black people. One last thing, that's another reason why I am interested in this black news channel. I'm going to be watching them real closely, even though with everything we said, but I am going to pay attention to see what their content is about. And I'm hoping that they can bring some grassroots type of people on with some commentary. So that's one I'm watching out for to see if it's going to be some useful news as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yep. So I guess we could hit the call line, see what the family talking about, y'all. This Collective Minds Radio. We're talking about black media. We got the Byron Allen versus Comcast case on the table. The Black News Channel is about to launch here in a minute. And, you know, we was talking about where do you get your news from, you know, as it pertains to information and current events and things like that. So give us a call. Let us know what you think. 929-477-1697.
Brain cells twerking.
Brain cells twerking. That was a bar right there. That was a bar. Straight up.
Area code 315-767. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening tonight.
Okay,
all right, well, girl,
calling.
Carla, where you? Oh, you gonna let him go? All right, I was gonna ask.
No, I also want to know where he get his news from. Where you get your news from? Especially black news.
Carla.
Oh, Carla, you still on? Yeah, where do you
I
get
wanna
your
know where
news
you get...
from, Carla?
Yeah, black news.
Still on? All right.
Yeah, where you get your black news from? Your news pertaining to black people?
Generally, I just listen to a lot of YouTube, so I pick up a lot of news from Atheism is Unstoppable, TFM. I listen to ABL, Tommy Sotomayor.
Oh, yeah, ABL is a good one as well. I forgot about him.
Who's this other guy I listen to all the time? His fat head. He talks about all the stuff I don't want to hear, but I listen to him anyway. I listen to Black Conservative Patriot. Who's this dude that, I'm trying to think of his name. He comes up all the time talking about
and
all
these
kind
are YouTubers?
Of nonsense.
These are YouTubers you're talking about? Okay.
Yes. I don't watch television. I don't watch TV at all.
Okay.
I get everything from YouTube or reading articles or something popping up or what y'all send me, and I find it interesting too.
I think Brother Kev, he's talking about one of your guys that's on YouTube when he said the big head dude, he couldn't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about?
I'm trying to find him.
Yeah.
Right now.
Phil Advice Show.
Yeah,
Phil Advice Show.
He switched it to the African Diaspora Show or something like that. But yeah,
he's got that lady in Africa that he puts on too. Yeah.
Yeah, that he puts on there. Exactly. So yes, indeed, I know you're talking about. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, I listen to O'Shea and his commentary.
Right, yeah, O'Shea. Okay. That's a good YouTuber as well.
And then Young Ripper, he talks about some cool stuff every now and again too.
Do you
black news? But I listen to a lot of things.
Now, do you think this black news channel that's coming up? Do you are you kind of like us? Are you skeptical of the type of content that's going to be on this thing, or you think it's going to be a good thing for black people?
If it's on television, it's all part of propaganda. If it's mediated by the media and there's money behind it and money to be lost from it, then it's going to be propagandized.
Yeah.
It's going to go whatever the way the government wants them to tell. Fox does what it does, and it does its own propaganda as well, even though it says the opposite of all the rest of the channels. But it's still its own form of propaganda. But it's only on there at the behest or at the allowance of the government to be that one lone voice.
Right,
it
right.
It is what it is.
All right. We appreciate you calling. Right on. Another thing I wanted to mention because instead of because I didn't get old in my years, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little older, but I listen to, I get a lot of news from NPR as well, which is a radio station that they have it in every. It's National Public Radio.
I never heard of it.
Independent. Yeah, NPR is like an independent radio station. They get a lot of their support from donors and things like that. But NPR is a great news source. If you're here in the St. Louis area, I believe it's 90.7, if I'm mistaken.
Oh, okay.
But I listen to that a lot. They have a lot of good content. They touch on
a
lot
of
different
things.
That's
what we were listening to yesterday, Mufasa. When
okay.
we went out. That music that was playing.
Oh, so they play music as well.
Yeah, that's on the weekends they do. On the weekends,
yeah,
and I think maybe at night. Yeah, on the weekends they play music
at
night. But during the week, it's mostly news and different content. And I done came across a lot of good stories, you know, addressing a lot of social issue, addressing a lot of politics. So that's another good source. And then there's another sister on YouTube named Vicky Dillard. I just got hip to her a few weeks ago. But this sister's powerful. She be on the Black Fly Newbie and Queen channel. But she's real good. Yeah, Vicky Dillard. She's real good. So just got hip to the sister. So shout out to her. But I just wanted to put them two out there because I get a lot of information from those two as well. So y'all want to hit the call lines and see what's popping.
Area code 314-616. I'm sorry, call you on with Collective Minds Riddell. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, Eric. How's everybody doing this evening?
Hey.
Blacktastic, my brother.
Hey, I think we're all kind of in agreement with that. We want to kind of see how things pan out. I got a couple questions. So, one, whether it moves forward or whether it gets denied, what's going to be our counter for that? And as far as black media, we have to change the face of how we see ourselves because collectively, there's not a lot of grassroots media in the black platform. And media is probably the only form, yet the most powerful that we have. But most of our black media is used for gossip, you know, separation, talking about sports, just like counterproductive stuff. Me personally, you know, I'll dab at some of the mainstream stuff like CNN to try to look at what the lies that are being propagated, and then I'll come back and I'll listen to, you know, like Dr. Boyce Watkins, Lil Tariq, of, you know, whoever to try to get some of the real information of somebody that might have got some things from the, you know, from the grassroots level, because a lot of times the mainstream media, of course, we know that they're going to just put out the lie, but we don't know you know what's really caused, you know what I'm saying? So their purpose is to manipulate the masses' minds to think one way. But yeah, like personally, man, I just feel like, you know, us as black media, and I listen to Collective Minds on a weekly basis. You guys come with that fire, but about how we're going to move, how we're going to view ourselves, because if we're viewing ourselves the same way that Jewish people are putting out the propaganda, then we're really not helping ourselves move forward, so to speak. We can't be that no one the same as our oppressors.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So you got concerns as well with this black news channel that's supposed to drop too then, right? You got concerns with that as well.
I mean, like my thing is, I don't watch TV, so the way, I guess, like, ultimately the ruling, of course, is going to affect all black people, but just from the media and television base, it doesn't have a heavy effect on me, per se, but I think that something that we can do, and I think this is kind of what we talked about with the whole Tyler Perry thing a couple weeks ago, is we have to start streaming and using other small independent ways to get information out to our people. But you know, I think that was Kevin or somebody was saying with this so-called black television that they're trying to give you, understand that, you know, employment and ownership are two different things. because you put Obama in office in the White House does not give him the power to control black economics. So I think that a lot of times we misconstrue, and I had to get myself educated that a lot of platforms that I was watching, because I saw black faces, I thought they were black media, but come to find out that they were, you know, not owned by black people. Like the Grio is owned by Byron Allen now, but prior to that, it was owned by white folks. So you think that you get all this good information, but really you have, you know, white people putting black people in a position of, you know, on the platform, but they're really the puppet master.
Right.
When he said, "Where is the counter?" I think you already said it, Carla. The way is the counter is to continue to do our own individual thing, like with streaming services. Like I brought up about the Nation of Islam having a streaming service, Never Fall Again, you know, and other people as well. We just have to. That's going to be the form of attack. We just need to continue to put our own new streaming services out there.
I was ask you, Brother Mufasa, because I know you're with the Nation, and of course, you know, with the minister being up in age, I don't know if any of the associate ministers have spoken out on the issue, because it has been a really big topic. I didn't get a chance to watch the entire interview, but I was looking at something where Dr. Boyce Watkins was saying that he got a chance to, on his way to Guyana, he was actually on the same plane with Marie Muhammad and what's his other guy name? This is black historian. Can't think his name, Kev. I'm sure you know.
Gates. Now you're not talking about, was it Gates? Henry Gates.
It might have been, but it was like, you know, you had these three powerful black men of influence in the on the same plane at the same time, and he was like, man, I thought they were about to take this plane down or something like that. But I was wondering, Brother Mufasa, has any one of the associate ministers spoken on this type of issue?
On the type of issue, you mean as far as media goes?
With this whole Byron Allen thing, because it is going to the Supreme Court.
Oh, well, yeah, no one has taught on it yet. Like I brought up earlier about the Final Call newspaper, there is an article in the current Final Call newspaper. I have it in front of me, but I haven't read that article yet. So it has been addressed in the Final Call newspaper, the current one.
Okay, and also a plug too. Nuri Muhammad is coming. You want to put that plug out, Brother Mufasa?
Oh yeah, right on, brother. Yeah, Minister Nuri. For people who don't know who he is one of the. One of the top ministers in the Nation of Islam. He'll be in the St. Louis area next Sunday. Actually, next Saturday and Sunday, he'll be here in the St. Louis area at March 28. Anybody who's in the area who would like to come check it out, we would love to have you. When he's here Saturday, he's doing a economic empowerment lecture. Based on owning businesses and profiting from them together. So, you know, when we say together, we're talking about black people together. So that should be a very informative lecture on that day. That's Saturday, November the 16th. Now, there is a fee for that one because it comes with the lecture and with dinner being served. They're asking for a $20 donation for that that on Saturday. The Sunday lecture will be free. But, yeah, if you want to come out Saturday for that economic empowerment lecture, that should be pretty good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Carla. The caller made some good points, brought up some excellent points. I think his first question was, you know, if the Supreme Court does side with Comcast, what's going to be our response? And I think, you know, Brother Mufasa kind of summed that up. Because basically, if they do side with Comcast, I think as far as legalities and business and contracts and things like that, I believe it'll probably make it difficult for us in that field moving forward. If we have, you know, discrimination claims against these businesses or corporations, it may make it difficult to, you know, to prove that it was actually based on race. So I think that's kind of where it's going from my understanding. But I think the perfect counter, like Mufasa said, is just to create our own content, you know, follow our own media, debunk what the mainstream media puts out there. Because like you said, I do, you know, I'll check out a CNN article or maybe a local news article from one of these papers just to see the propaganda and see the tricks that they use and kind of break it down and decipher. But if you're not watching these mainstream media outlets with your third eye, you're going to be misled. You're going to have negative opinions about black people. You may have an anti-black mindset. You dig what I'm saying? Because that's the type of images they put out. So we just got to be careful when we watch these things. Understand that it's a tool. You know, it's propaganda. We're at war. And if they, you know, attack us through imagery, through our image, you know, make the black man look weak. We could talk about the gay agenda. We could talk about them pushing the strong black woman, I don't need a man agenda. Like, all these things happen, you see, by way of the media. So we just got to be careful when we watch these mainstream platforms, understand that, you know, they mix a lot of truth with lies. You know what I'm saying? They kind of deceive and spin people. You know, that's why it's important that we create our own narrative, we create our own image, show positive images of ourselves, show us winning, you dig what I'm saying, and not losing, taking L's all the time, not all these fear-mongering police shooting videos and all this type of stuff, not, you know, none of that stuff, because that's all fear-based, and it gets you in a certain type of fear mindset. Victimhood mentality, some people call it. You know what I'm saying? But we just got to show us winning. You know, we just got to show us winning. So if you're just joining us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Cosmic Care with my brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Rigel. We are talking about the current state of black media. In particular, we were breaking down the Byron Allen. His company, Entertainment Studios, is suing Comcast, the cable company, for alleged discrimination and violating the 1866 Civil Rights Act. That court case is in the Supreme Court. It's coming up this Wednesday. They'll be able to decide in favor of either Byron, his company, or Comcast, and that could have implications as far as pushing back that 1866 Civil Rights Act. So give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. And we're just talking about black news in general. Let us know where you get your news from. You know, who do you follow? And, let us know your thoughts. We in here. You want to hit the call lines, Queen Roger?
Okay, area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Doom, 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 doom. You know who that is, aren't
you? Oh, yeah, man.
We know who that is. We about to get school. Let me get my pencil and paper real quick.
That's Rush Limbaugh, man. They don't pay him $90 million a year for nothing.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh. I used to listen to Rush back in the day. Back when I think when Clinton was president, that's when he really blew up.
Yeah, back in on KMOX.
Yeah, he was on KMOX.
KMOX.
Listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Man,
I used to
about
KMOX.
Hey, Jim White, you remember Jim White?
Jim White, the big bumper, a little bump at midnight.
Yeah, I know a little bit about KMOX.
You had what was it,
Richard
Blue?
Evans. Richard Evans.
Miss Blue used to be on.
Oh, yeah, Miss Blue. Yeah, I used to like listen to Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was good. She was good.
But I was going to tell you, blacks got a lot of progress through the courts. You said you made a reference to how the courts act. No, they got a lot of progress through the courts, especially when you had Hugo Black and Earl Warren sitting on the court, and both of them were former Klansmen. Didn't know that, did you?
Nah, were you saying they were on the Supreme Court? They was on the Supreme Court?
Yes, they were. The Warren Court. I know you heard of Warren Court. The Warren Court was that was a court that Thurgood Marshall came on to. Hugo Black was a little bit before that. And both of them at one time were Klan members. But they sat on and passed some very great civil rights bills. One in 1957 during the Eisenhower years. Then, of course, 1964. There was never no Democratic first until after 1964. Maybe 1965, I would have to check the voting record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. And, you know, you were talking about Harriet Tubman and black bounty. Yes, there was black bounty hunters because there was blacks that had plantation. Somebody tried, a person tried to argue with me saying it was minuscule. Well, you can't compare black plantations to the whole country. So how many of all the farms, agriculture farms and businesses that blacks was involved in, how many of them were a working slave? That's how the comparison goes. And if Harriet Tubman stole some black person's property, she was going, they was going to send a bounty hunter out at them.
Right, but now what they were saying, because the bounty hunter is a slightly different than a slave catcher. So the guy that they portrayed in the movie was actually a slave catcher / bounty hunter, meaning he was going after runaway slaves that had a bounty on them. You see what I'm saying?
But
they were
saying,
according to records, slave catchers, well, black slave catchers was few and far between, especially giving them a gun because they would fear, you know, the bounty hunter or slave catcher could turn on somebody within a minute, so they didn't want to take those chances. So,
well, you had Bass Reed that killed about 1,300 whites.
Exactly. Yeah, Bass Reed.
He killed
Reed,
about 1,300 of them, didn't he?
Right, he was a bounty hunter, though. He wasn't.
No, he was a deputy U.S. Marshal.
Right, same thing, but he was a bounty hunter. He went after people who had bounty on their head.
Yeah, you got a point there.
I'm familiar with Bass Reed. Yeah, he went after people who had bounty on their heads, but yeah. Bass Reeves is the guy that they made Long John Silver out of from my.
No, man, get out of here. That was the Long Ranger. Man, where your mind at?
I mean, Long Ranger. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I meant the Long Ranger.
Give that man a drink of water, will you? We know what
no,
you
I
be looking at.
Uh-huh. I meant the Long Ranger.
He told off, he told off on himself.
He meant Long John Silver. No, I meant the Long Ranger. You're right. I stand corrected. I meant the Long Ranger.
And you know another thing.
Indeed.
Comcast carry black channels. They got two, Cleo TV and Gen X.
Gen X. And they also got some of their affiliates carry Revolt. And some of them carry, there's another one that Magic Johnson owns. But the problem is, because Byron Allen was saying, if black people are 15% of the population out of 100 channels, black people should have 15 or should own 15 of those channels. I mean, legally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you probably could. But, you know, let's get back to the reality. What controls media? Business. So there's no getting around it unless
you
have
advertising. You say advertising controls media, right?
Right, business advertise.
Yeah. Right.
And media needs business advertising dollars. And heck,
right.
One of the greatest spokesperson on the airways, Rush Limbaugh. He called a white woman a slut on the air. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He lost 30 advertisers. Then he came out and apologized. It's those advertisers. Now, you ain't going to have no advertisers patronizing black media if the content is calling white folks devil. These people ain't no damn fool.
Right, nobody's saying go that far now. Nobody, we're not even. Now, see, you went from 0 to 100. Nobody's saying we're going to be calling devil. We just saying let us control the content and put better images of black people. Now, the thing is, and I'm not saying this to brag, black people are the biggest consumers. So why would advertisers wouldn't have no problem advertising to black people?
Well, black folks in this country is not the biggest consumers. Y'all got to stop saying this stuff. But let me say something. Let me say something else. You remember Liz Brown, right?
Yes.
You remember Liz Brown?
Liz Brown. I'm not sure.
Liz Brown was. All right. Over there on Wintermere Place. You know where Wintermere Place is, don't you? Across from Soul Inn over in Union.
Yeah.
The street got all the big mansions on it. We had a meeting at the guy who ran for a circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis, but he didn't know he was too young. I can't think of his name. But we had a meeting at his house just when cable streaming, a cable like news was coming out. And Brother Stewart brought that to us and was trying to get investors. We had people come out of Chicago and everything. Deborah Gibson and her sister Patty, and I can't think of the guy's name. It might be Gregory something, but that was at least 10, 15 years ago. So this is nothing new. But I hope Byron is successful too. Now, the thing that pissed me off with Byron when I heard him on that one news program, he's taking shots at Donald Trump. I don't know why people do that.
Right.
Because
I'm a Donald
Trump supporter.
Right.
Now,
but the reason why he's taking shots at Trump because it's Trump's DOJ that was supporting Comcast. So it's his Department of Justice that's supporting Comcast.
Well, the DOJ is doing what the DOJ do. It ain't taking sides. It's enforcing the law. And if that's the case, matter of fact, I just sent you on your email that list of black congressional Congress members, the CBC, Congressional Caucus, that received money from Comcast. Kamala Harris received about $80,000+.
Yeah.
Even Elijah Old Milk Dud
Cummings,
who's dead now, he was receiving money. Now, I don't think Clay is. I didn't see anything associated with his name.
Yeah, but and that goes to show this is why none of them are speaking on this particular case. So, I mean, it makes sense.
I keep telling you, the people in St. Louis, they have Democrats been in St. Louis for 49 since 1949. They're terrible.
Mm.
Now,
man,
the programs I told you last week, Kevin. When people are at a lower economic status, some of the programs Democrats put out there is good to help them stand on their feet. But good goddamn, you ain't supposed to be on that for the rest of your life. And when you do stand on your feet and you start elevating yourself, then those programs, all of a sudden, not them, but the things that come out of those camps, all of a sudden will become a hindrance to you. And you got to turn them loose. I couldn't support Lacey Clay because the policies and things he stands for would hurt and go against the interests of my family and myself and a whole lot of other people, even the Roberts brothers.
Yeah.
Think about it. So that's where the thing come in, is that you have these politicians that's there for regime type years. 26.
Right.
Congressman Clay was 32. Lacey Clay is 16. Milk Dud Cummings, 23. John Conyers, over 40. Charlie Rangel, I don't know. I think Charlie Rangel has been there since Moses. Because I know he was there with Adam Clayton Powell.
Yeah.
He took Adam Clayton Powell's seat.
John Lewis has been there a while.
John Lewis.
You're
absolutely right. So those when Bosley ran for the first black mayor of City St. Louis, some contractors had a meeting and said, we want you to do this when you become elected. Who was it? Bosley, Vervis Jones, and Darlene Green, right? Darlene Green was a comptroller. No, she wasn't comptroller. No, Vervis Grone was a controller. I forget what Darlene Green was. She's still there. What is she?
Yeah, she ended up being a comptroller, though. She ended
took
up
Vervis' place, I think.
Yeah.
We told them what we needed. You remember Vervis filed that lawsuit showing the discrimination that was going on with the city of St. Louis and made them set those goals? So we told him what we needed. And guess what he done? When he got elected, he done it.
Yeah, yeah. His
so he got some money.
Politics now. His daughter, Tashira Jones, she in politics. And she ran for mayor, I think, that last election. And,
yeah, so that's the way that's supposed to work. Them people aren't supposed to be there forever. And then as they push black folks out in, well, Ferguson, Missouri, decades ago you had blacks leave Walnut Park. Blacks leave, well, they wasn't in Baden, but they left the 20th Ward where Sharon Tyus was, and they moved out into St. Louis County. They moved out into Ferguson. They moved into your Berkeley's. They moved into your Castle Point. You remember when blacks first moved out in Castle Point? They put up a Santa Claus display and white folks shot it off the roof.
Right.
All right.
Well,
those blacks been out.
They shouldn't have put up a Santa Claus display. Should have just set up a Kwanzaa one.
Blacks, well, there wasn't no Kwanzaa then, hardly. Blacks moved out to Ferguson. They bought homes. They put money in the property, and the property value was up and everything. Then all of a sudden, here comes these programs that push blacks further that were left in the city out into these areas. And one area in Ferguson is the one on Canfield Drive where Mike Brown got shot. And the other one is behind the White Castle, not the White Castle, the McDonald's, those apartments over there between West Florissant and Forestwood Park. And, I mean, those places are just crime-ridden. So guess what blacks have done now? They don't move. They running from out there. The ones that was there for had been there for a long time.
Right,
but that's
right.
That politics. Because now them politicians that was in the city of St. Louis, they moving out into that area. You know that one tall dude that was a bodyguard for Bosley? He looked like he's about 8 foot tall. He was running for office out in that area. Reddick.
Oh,
Reddick is his name.
Reddick, okay, I know him.
Man, where y'all get y'all news?
Well, also, that's what I was just gonna ask you, brother. We also want to know, where do you get your black news from, the majority?
Well, here's the thing with me. I've watched it so long, ain't nothing they can throw past me. I know what it's about, where it's coming from, and what they're trying to do. And see, like you talk about buy black and stuff like that, I think I told you last week, I am not supporting a business, I don't care if it's black, Asian, or whatever, if it's not per my interest. If I support that business, I know that business is like Comcast, I know that business is giving money to these politicians that's turning around or voting against my interest on a national scale, like immigration, open borders, anti-gun, anti-school choice. I ain't giving them no money. I ain't shopping in their store. It don't make sense. Think about it. And they need to have what they call a conservative black pages. Then
that's
you won't have to be.
Is, black news channel is going to be conservative on them. So there you go.
Well, with J.C. Watts, it probably will be.
J.C. Watts, that's what I was saying.
Because look at all the names they call him for being. That's another thing. I think it's really ridiculous to be calling people names because they don't adhere to your political aspiration. I tell you something else.
Right.
You know Wolves Community Center on Kings Highway and Martin Luther King.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
You know the baseball field in the back of it, right? They dedicated that one Saturday. Lacey Clay came. I went over there because I wanted to talk to Lacey Clay about something was going on maybe in Zimbabwe. You know what he told me? Now, it may not be verbatim, but he said, I don't give a damn about Africa.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised at that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
So,
very,
you know,
interesting.
The thing I keep telling people is get your children ready so they don't have to be subjected to, dependent on government, and get them ready for high paying and high skilled things. I look at the Nigerian Dangote. He's making well over $50 billion for investment here in the United States for businesses. You know, Africans, mm-hmm. they don't have no, they don't put no color on the stuff they do. But that's a $50 billion investment. He's the richest black man in the world, as far as I know. So I'll let you guys get back to your program.
Yes,
and,
yeah,
we appreciate you calling.
Stay away from Long Dong Silver, will you?
Dang!
Take a shot. Shots fired. I'm gonna let that ride. Shots fired. But no, we appreciate you calling. Right on. All right, y'all. We coming now to the last 10 minutes of Collective Minds. We've been having a great show about media, black media, the court case that's coming up this week. Very big court case. Byron Allen, who's the CEO of Entertainment Studios. One of his channels is the Weather Channel. He's a billionaire. He's going up against Comcast. Basically alleging that there's a $20 billion racial discrimination lawsuit against Comcast, saying that they discriminate against him and won't carry his channels based on the fact that he's black. Now, the court case is trying to figure out whether it's only because he's black or is it because he's black and there were some other factors involved. Either way, you know, they're going to drop that decision this Wednesday on the 13th. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. I think we had a good show. Y'all got any, you know, things y'all want to add before we wrap it up?
Shoot. The only thing I was going to add was for everybody to continue to support black media. Because we have our opinion and our views and we have things that affect us. And we have to support black media. I know a lot of people want to be inclusive. I understand that, but I won't get into that right now. But still, if you're black, hey, you know what? Let me say this, though. I mean, black people support white media, right? Am I right? Don't black people support white media?
That's a check.
So I think fair exchange ain't no robbery. I think white people, white people should support black media as well. Let's support each other's media. But black media is important. It is important. Right. So,
yes, indeed. Now, the one caller mentioned that not because of, here's the thing, because we in a post, what I like to call a post www.society, we in a post internet society, we in a post social media society. So a lot of the old ways that we used to get news and information, we not really getting it that way. You know what I'm saying? Especially with these young kids coming up, they're getting a lot of their news from social media influencers, online publications and things like that. So now, and like the caller said, we have to be careful because a lot of these online publications, they may say that they black, but they be controlled by white people. You dig what I'm saying? Like the Griot, even though Byron Allen just did buy the Griot, I think the Griot was originally owned by some white investors. The Root is another publication that is owned by black investors. Madame Noir. It's a few other these publications that really claim to be black, and they got a black person as the front, but they're funded by white dollars. So a lot of their stuff, you know, be anti-black and a lot of disparaging stuff towards black people. So, you know, we just have to be careful and decipher through all the madness to see, you know, who has – but first off, who has the accurate information, and who's has black people's best interest at heart, who's actually trying to empower black people, who's actually showing, you know, positive images of black people while at the same time giving giving correct information, you know what I'm saying, true information. So we just at a different time, and I'm seeing that shift. People are moving from the TV and getting into, you know, getting into online sources. So, yeah, we have the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all, you know, wrap it up.
Yeah, totally agree with what you said, brother. And I'm, again, I'm letting everybody know to check out, if you haven't already, check out NFA Studios. You can download the app. NFA Studios, which stands for Never Fall Again. It's a lot of great shows on there, shows about eating correctly, dieting, news, entertainment. It's stories on there about the history of the Nation of Islam. If you'd like to learn more about the Nation of Islam, you can find it on there. So support black media, NFA Studios, and continue to support Collective Minds Radio as well, where we keep the brain cells twerking.
You're twerking. Yes, indeed. Hashtag.
Keep your brain cells twerking. So, I wanted to touch base on one thing you did say, too, as far as if it's the Byron Allen case.
Mm-hmm.
They say
yeah.
they want to know whether or not it was only because he's black or because he was black along with some other things. Well,
right.
The common denominator is still he's black. So even if it's one or the other, I think it's
right.
still grounds for whatever he's trying to do, because it's still within the same, you know, with either or. So I don't understand what
right.
difference that make if it's that along with something else. That just make it even worse.
Right. Right, right.
You know, it's more discrimination, but just wanted to throw that out there. Again, thank everybody for calling. It was a lot of great points made, and we appreciate all the callers, all the listeners that support us, and we will ask that you continue to support us each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in with us next week for another great show. And if you have any other show topic ideas that you want to share with us or want any suggestions, feel free to email us at collectiveminds at yahoo.com. And and you can follow us on the social media outlets as well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And look forward to seeing you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like it.